Maestro.
It's a story about a man who, he was married and had a child, and his wife was coveted by a judge, a very powerful judge in the town.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
And he was, you know, falsely convicted and sent to Australia, to a penal colony. And he has been there for 15 years and returns to town. Oh, and he's a barber. And he finds out that his wife poisoned herself and that his daughter is now under the care of the judge. And it upsets him greatly.
He never forgot and he never forgave.
And then he goes back to where he used to work, above the pie shop of Mrs. Lovett.
These are probably the worst pies in London.
I was sort of immediately drawn to the darker qualities of it, but now that I've been working on it, we've had a chance to sort of dig into the more humane side of her and this really sort of the loneliness that all of this comes from, and that just the desire to have someone and be with someone and the willingness to do anything in the world to keep them by your side.
And they become partners in a plan of revenge.
Once he fails at taking that revenge, he decides that everybody deserves to die, that he will dispose of people as they come to his barbershop. And then Mrs. Lovett comes up with the idea of a way to use those victims to help her business.
What happened then? Well, that's the play, and he wouldn't want us to give it away.
We have a barber chair on a second level of a set that actors have to be able to have their throats slashed, and then a trap door opens, and the chair has a lever that flattens it out, and these actors have to slide down to the first level and then pop out a chute on the first level. So it is complicated, none of which we can do in the rehearsal hall, all of which we get to experience apparently in 100-degree heat.
I don't know if a lot of people realize that when we rehearse the show, we rehearse it with essentially no set. There is a second level that we can't rehearse with. There are stairs that we do have in rehearsal, but when we're simulating going up the stairs to the second level, we have to run up the stairs and then run back down the stairs again because there are stairs to nowhere. And we're imagining things like a huge oven, a meat grinder. So we're just living in a world of imagined things right now.
We've been rehearsing for 3 weeks with a piano. Once we get to the theater and we have an orchestra, there will literally be no piano sounds. And so rehearsing with one sound in your head, and then we move out to the theater, and now it's, oh, that's a violin, or that what I've been listening for my pitch is now a trombone.
It has an incredibly intricate, challenging, brilliant score. We are doing our production with 16 actors. They're on all the time, playing multiple parts, and having to learn, sometimes, how many parts of harmony do we have going at one time at times?
Six or seven, at least, yeah.
So six or seven harmony lines with 16 actors, that's very challenging, and they're doing a spectacular job with it.
You know, a lot of the shows we've done in the past have had definitely moments of musical silence, but my score has 3 pages spread out through the show that are not underscored, and the rest of the show is entirely underscored or sung. So it's no rest for the musicians and the band.
There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it, and its morals aren't worth what a pig could spit, and it goes by the name of London.
I think the movie stands on its own, and I really appreciate the London that Tim Burton created in that film, but I think the live stage experience is very different with this piece. I don't think you're going to look at Tom and go, well, Johnny Depp did this.
Every other version of this feeds my version of it. I've listened to Len Carew, who was the original Sweeney Todd. I've listened to him sing this part for 30-some-odd years. So there's no way that he's not singing with me in some weird way. I think of it as sharing this story with all the people who've told it before, as opposed to trying to do it differently. Because it will be different, because I'm so not Johnny Depp. We can all laugh now.
We are actually referencing more of the 1920s horror films, like Nosferatu. Those have really informed the visual statement that you'll be seeing in our Sweeney Todd.
Freely flows the blood of those who mortalize.
We have a lot of different kinds of blood effects that really relate back to sort of why do we love horror films and why do teenage boys particularly love to be scared. And it's that kind of fun scared where you scream and then you laugh at yourself for having screamed. That's what the experience of this show is at times. At other times, it's like a Greek tragedy. It really spans the emotional limits.
My favorite lyric, I guess, is right at the end. And it's the tiniest little thing that Sondheim sneaks in there. And I don't even know if anyone can consistently hear it. But one of my last lines of the show is, "Can we still be married?" Given everything that's happened up to that point, it just breaks my heart that he had the genius to insert that line in that moment.